An Environmental Protection Agency program intended to clean up the Great Lakes is facing budget cuts in the House of Representatives. Republicans in the House want to reduce the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative from $285 million to $60 million. The cuts are drastic, according to Todd Ames with the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. He says it would spell disaster for the initiative.
In less than 4 years of funding, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has achieved significant successes. With broad bipartisan support, funding from the GLRI is enabling us to address toxic hotspots from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin, improve public health, and protect drinking water supplies for more than 30 million people in the nation's heartland.
The cuts would also impact the Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund, which provides money to communities for repairs and replacement of old sewer systems. Its funding would decrease from more than $1 billion down to a proposed $250 million. A subcommittee in the House has approved those cuts, but there are several members of Congress who have voiced their support to keep the program funded.